I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Recently, I came across an article by Dave Willis, pastor and writer in Augusta, Georgia, the United States of America, entitled 18 Tips That Will Strengthen and Maybe Save Your Marriage. The tip that intrigued me the most was this one. If your spouse breaks their vows, give them forgiveness instantly, but give your trust slowly. The first part is called grace, and the second part is called common sense. Wow, what a great advice. Perhaps two of the greatest needs among human beings are the needs for forgiveness and to be forgiven. Unfortunately, far too many are not forgiving because they're afraid to forgive or stubbornly refuse to forgive because they misunderstand what forgiveness is all about. In a previous show I explained that forgiveness is greatly needed for the one who is forgiving more than the one who is being forgiven. If one refuses to forgive, it can cause serious emotional, physical, social, and spiritual problems. This is the reason it is important to forgive instantly. When we understand the physiological advantage of forgiving, we would not hesitate to forgive. An unforgiving attitude suppresses the immune system, thus elevating toxins in the body and increase the chances of getting ill. Here's a reminder of what forgiveness is all about. Forgiveness is ceasing to hold someone guilty in your heart for causing you pain. I want to repeat that. Forgiveness is ceasing to hold someone guilty in your heart for causing you pain. However, this has nothing to do with accountability. Someone may have stolen your car and you have forgiven that person, but you can still hold that person accountable by reporting the crime to the police. A parent can forgive a child for breaking priceless figurine, but can still require the child to purchase a new one as an act of restitution. A spouse can forgive a husband for having abused her repeatedly for more than 25 years, but still divorce him because she knows he will never change or he refuses to change. If she stays with him, she will be eventually in prison, or in the mental hospital, or in the grave. Forgiveness does not absolve someone from the consequences of wrongdoing. To explain further, forgiveness gives one the freedom to think of what is best to do next. Should I stay or should I leave? Should I keep my adult, alcoholic, criminally minded son living in the home or should I put him out? True forgiveness encourages someone to think objectively. Forgiveness does not require reconciliation. True forgiveness does not always mean that one must restore the relationship to its original state. That may not be wise. That might be deadly or emotionally crippling. So, now I hope you understand how one should forgive instantly, but trust slowly. This brings me to the subject of trust. Trust is a very unique creature. When one has lost trust in someone, it is very difficult to regain the same kind of trust. Context of this article, trust is the unconditional and unreserved acceptance and belief in the behavior of someone. Thus, if a wife always wastes her paycheck every week on alcohol and seeks help to stop from drinking, then she must not want a husband to trust her with money again, if not for a while. If a husband is lured into the trap of gambling every week using the household income but seeks help to stop the addiction, it will be wise of him not to have the wife trust him with money again, at least until he's healed. Forgiveness would have to take place, but trusting in that area will take place gradually. In other areas of life, there might be full, unquestionable trust. When it comes to sexual unfaithfulness, which always ruins trust, it will be wise for the faithful partner to extend trust very, very slowly. This means not to have sex with the guilty partner until there is a medical checkup and test for sexually transmitted diseases. That's right. It is very important before sex occurs. Remember, forgiving instantly does not mean you must jump into bed instantly. That may not be wise. Seek medical and psychological help for total healing. In many cases, the trust never regains the same intensity as it was from the beginning, but couples and individuals can still be happier than they were before. Why? It is because they have learned to understand each other with compassion. Many years ago, I met a man who was very unfaithful to his wife. He was very flirtatious and exhibited his colorful behavior on social occasions and parties. After redeeming himself in the marriage and promising to remain faithful, the agreement was that he would never attend the social occasion outside of working hours without his wife. If his wife cannot go, he will not attend. That was their success, and it's still that way today. They do not trust each other. Yes, they do. They do trust each other, but it is a different kind of trust. It is common sense, a pragmatic trust. Vulnerabilities and acknowledgement and love makes sense. This is very important. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.